You should have received them. There we go. Okay, so recording just started. Since we started a little quick, I just had a roll call. Those present are Bobby Hernandez, Kiki Curls, Paul Jungman, Ralph Munyon, Ruth Perch, and Phil Lavota. All committee members are present by Zoom here on February 17th, 2022 at 11 a.m. This meeting of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee. The first order of business is the approval of the minutes. Should have received those minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes as you receive them.
So all move.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The ayes carry. The minutes from yesterday's meeting are approved. We'll now open up the floor for any new business.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair, I would like to propose a vote on the, generally speaking, the Republican map, which I shared with the committee about 10 minutes ago, but it's called the GOP final map, 02-17-22, but it is the same map that we have been talking about for the last about 3 or 4 days.
Let me... before that's when we find that in our shared okay. All the committee members, well, first of all, I'm going to take that as a motion, Mr. Munyon, that we bring this map up before a vote in front of the committee, and I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
Okay. Paul seconded that. All those in favor of bringing that up, let me just do that. I don't know that we have to, but all those in favor of that we bring this map up, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no, hearing none. That carries, and we will do that. Now, so I'll open up for discussion of this map, but first, make sure they're all on the same page. When in your ESRI things, and I know we've been playing with them for the last couple months, you will go to your shared plans under redistricting committee folder, and it says GOP final map. 217-22. And Mr. Money, for clarification, you're saying that map has today's date, but it's essentially the same map that we've been talking about offline for a while. Is that correct?
It's exactly the same map that we've been talking about offline for at least the last three or four. Well, yes, it's the exact same map. I haven't changed it since I first sent it. Approximately 2 days ago.
And before we get into discussion also, so anyone listening will make a record of this, this committee is very well aware of our duties under the Sunshine Law, the state of Missouri, open records and open meetings. We have talked a lot offline, one-on-one to each other. We have not met as a committee outside of any time. We have had not an official meeting. We have not met with more than two members of this committee. So all of our meetings have been one-on-one and then discussed with others one-on-one. So we have had a lot of discussions, me and Mr. Co-Chair and others. So I want to make sure that's the record. So let me open that up to you. I'll let you start, Mr. Co-Chair. It's your motion and your map. Let's start the discussion with you.
Yes, thank you. Before the vote on this map, I wanted to read a statement. frankly, I'm going to read it because I can send a copy to the to Marshawna for the record. So before the vote on the map, I wish to read a statement from our committee, our Republican members of this committee. As we all know, per our county charter, the duty of our committee is to divide the county into districts and districts at large that are compact of continuous territory and as nearly equal population as practical. I believe this map does that. In addition, no map should either be gerrymandered or have the appearance of being gerrymandered, because gerrymandering undermines citizens' confidence in the electoral process. We believe this map is drawn fairly with no intention of gerrymandering, and we did this by, among other things, as much as possible following fixed boundaries such as city borders and well-known thoroughfares. So I strongly encourage each of the committee members to vote in favor of this map. Thank you.
I apologize, I was muted. I'll open it up for any other discussion from any other committee members. Ms. Curls?
Yes, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I know, obviously, there has been a map that's been proposed by the co-chair, Mr. Munyon. I will say I would also like, even though this happens to be the map, obviously that's up right now, I would like for there to be some consideration for another map that was also proposed to the committee earlier, not during the meeting, obviously at this point yet. But I would like to say it was a map that was created by a variety of stakeholders from different parts of the city with very pure and true intentions. I'm trying to come up with a map that was fair, that of course had taken in all of the traditional redistricting principles, communities of interest, compactness and contiguity, and considering existing political boundaries. So in as much as I know that there is a map being offered at this time, I would also like some discussion or consideration of another of the other map that has also been offered and presented to committee members prior as well. So with that, we can proceed forward, but I, you know, I certainly wanted to make some brief statement at least in that regard.
Any other discussion? I'll make a brief comment about this. A lot of time has been put into dealing with all these maps. We we're very close on these maps. So I'm very happy about that. I am not going to support this map because I think there's a map out there that takes into just a little bit better dealing with the community of interest, especially in the Kansas City area. That I know a lot of people have stakeholders that have really worked hard. Many that don't think it went far enough, but I think this other map just fine-tuned a little bit. So I'm not going to be supportive of this map. I think the other map is a better ending ground for this. So without any other discussion, seeing none, we'll take a vote on this map. We'll start with Mr. Hernandez.
No.
Ms. Curls?
No.
Mr. Jungman?
Yes.
Mr. Munyon?
Yes.
Ms. Perch?
Yes.
And I'm going to be a no vote. So this motion fails. Under the county charter, we have to have a vote that's signed by two members of each party. So that motion and that map will fail. I'll open it up for any more new business. Seeing that, I would like to propose a map as my co-chair did. Let me propose a map, and I'd like to make a motion we vote on that map if I can get a second to my motion.
Second.
And this is just a motion for us to bring up the vote, not to vote on the map. So all those in favor that we can consider this new map and vote on that, say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Seeing none, that map is going to be proposed. And you should have in your computer thing, let me click over to it real quick. It's been shared with you. It's the same map we shared a couple days ago, but it is now titled Map in District, February 17, 2022. So everyone should have that. I shared that a couple days ago. I shared this date with this date on there today. And as you'll see, it is very close to the map that we just were talking about with some changes. So that being said, I would open up for discussion of this map.
Right.
Well, I look at this map and obviously it is different, but it addresses issues that are very important to this community and very important to a larger percent of people who live in this community that happen to be minority and poor. And I think that it stretches the imagination on compact in districts, but it addresses a more dire need in terms of representation. So I support this map.
Thank you, Ms. Hernandez. Any other discussion?
Right, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Girls.
Thank you. I just kind of wanted to go on record of talking about how exhaustive a process is for coming up with maps for redistricting. I think all of us know that many times it can be a very emotional process on both sides. Typically, we know that everyone doesn't get everything that they want in this process, as with any negotiated process. But I do feel as if the intention with the other map was not a partisan process. I will tell you that they were, as I said earlier, it was with stakeholders that lived in very different parts of the city, had different interests. And really, it was a coming together of folks that were really trying to determine fair districts for communities of interest. As you will see, there was very little on that map. There was very little done probably to Eastern Jackson County. More of the work was done on boundaries within the city of Kansas City, trying to determine fairness and impartiality as we talk about, you know, communities of interest. And that is one of the presiding principles, of course, of any redistricting process. So I wanted to at least state that on record that it was not a process that had much consideration of a bunch of partisanship. It was really just trying to determine what districts would be best for many of the folks that were involved and lived in that area, so that there's representation and fairness throughout this process as well. So whatever that's worth, I thought that it was something, of course, that needed to be at least stated. It was exhaustive. There was a lot of time and energy spent by a lot of different folks on that in that process as well. So.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Yes, I'm going to read a statement again, just again, because it's easier to put it in the record. From the Republican members of this committee. First of all, and I'm not trying to upstage you, Mr. Co-Chair, but I wanted to thank the Jackson County staff that contributed so much to the work of this committee. I'm gonna name every one of them, Mr. County Executive Frank White, Clark Clifford, Miriam Hennessy, who kept us all going, Jay Hayden, who was very, very helpful, Marciana C. Smith, I may have said that wrong, who took all the minutes, and that's a thankless job. And so thank you, Marciana. And also, last but not least, Gary Bindley and Rich Buford, you guys were awesome. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
so I didn't mean to upstage anybody. I know the Democrats feel the same way. I don't think I'm putting words in their mouth. So, okay. And I also want to thank our Democrat colleagues for the time and effort they put into this process. I've had several conversations with Kiki offline, actually two conversations, but they were lengthy. And I understand and totally believe that everything was done to get to a map that everybody could agree on. I also want to thank especially our co-chair, Phil Lavota, for leading each of our meetings with grace and professionalism. Regarding the map, I'm going to approve this map with reluctance. As I said earlier, and as we all know, the duty of our committee is to divide the county into districts that are at large, compact, and of nearly equal population as practical. District 1, in our opinion, is not compact and by itself makes this map untenable. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, no map should be gerrymandered or have the appearance of being gerrymandered, because gerrymandering undermines citizens' confidence in the electoral process. I'm not accusing anybody of doing gerrymandering, because I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know anyway, because I just wouldn't know, because I wasn't involved in those discussions. But I do believe this map has the appearance of being gerrymandering, and therefore, at least to some degree, will undermine the confidence of the Jackson County residents in the electoral process. However, I think we will approve this map because A, a lot of good faith effort has gone into the general map drawing process by both sides, and B, we don't believe these maps should be drawn by the courts. So thank you, everyone. And God bless Jackson County, the sovereign state of Missouri, and the United States of America.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Any other discussion?
Yeah, may I make a quick statement?
Yes.
If I could, on the issue of gerrymandering with this map. Let me state very clearly and honestly that there was no gerrymandering involved in this map. Typically, gerrymandering involves manipulating maps to favor one particular party in the general sense. That's what it means. Most of the changes that were within this map were happened to be within certain political boundaries that are already existing within Kansas City. I mean, so there's no intention, in the general sense of the word, typically when folks refer to gerrymandering, it's manipulating the maps to favor maybe one particular party or class. And you will see that most of the changes within the map are within that specific area. So, you know, I wanted to at least state that. I did not want us to leave this meeting and thinking that there was no response to the issue of gerrymandering with the community map as stated. So with that, I just felt as if I needed to at least make that remark in that regard.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
I just want to say that at first it's in that statement, it says the appearance of gerrymandering. And I think that's a problem with probably all maps. Sometimes they look a little odd by not following certain borders and that kind of thing and well-recognized routes. And that's where we get into gerrymandering. I will say that the map that we're getting ready to vote on is much better than the map that we had to begin with. I will say that. I will support it, and I'll support it with reluctance, but I want to say that the reason I'm supporting it is because I believe it's important for our country and the Jackson County specifically to have fair and free elections. And I think we need to do that. And in order to do that, we have to compromise about some things, and I'm going to compromise at this point.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Let me just add for people that are following this committee and list this later, we will have every map that we vote on posted. It's an open record. You will find only slight difference between the map that was just voted down and the map that we're getting ready to consider right now. So I want to make sure that anyone takes a look at that. So these aren't drastic changes. There aren't some districts that are gerrymandered out at all. These are some communities of interest that have taken a look at some of these districts in 2 and 1 and 4 and said, our community is really well aligned with this one next to us. We should be in the same district. And a lot of hard work has been done with that. I will also tell you this, I have appreciated the bipartisan spirit of this committee. I've been a Democrat for a long time. I've been on a lot of different committees. And a lot of my Democratic friends would have said, oh, you have an opportunity to deal with the district boundaries in Jackson County, then why don't you carve out those Republican districts out there in Eastern Jack? And I don't feel that's the right way to do it. And I'm going to get some grief from Democrats for not doing that, for not being as hard-hitting a Democrat to do what the partisanship in this country has done and divide us and not compromise, like my committee member, Mr. Jungman, says. We have to have compromise. And from the Democratic side of this, we have compromised. Republican side has compromised. I think the Republican side of this has two strong districts out there. There's two strong Democrat or Republican legislators that those districts can be Republican forever. We didn't take the partisan stance of trying to carve those up. The Republicans on the other side didn't try and carve up Democratic districts just to make them more Republican. We sat down and every member of this committee tried to do what's right and fair based upon how they're appointed. And I respect that and I appreciate that. But I do want everyone to look at the old map of the district, how they exist now. And then I want you to look at these two maps that this committee brought forward. The one that did not pass is not a lot different than the one we're getting ready to vote on right now. The one we're voting on now, I would just reiterate what Senator Curl said. A lot of stakeholders that live in that district have put their effort in this. A lot of experienced people that have dealt with redistricting in the past have given us some insight into this, and it's been very helpful to us. And I think we have reached a map where we can all sit down and agree that we are at the best map. Nobody got everything, and nobody got all everything, and nobody didn't lose everything. Said that right. So I am also at the point of compromise. Didn't get everything we wanted, but I think it's a very fair map, and I think it serves the people of Jackson County, and I think it's a great map we should support. So with that, any other further discussion? I'm going to call for a vote. Okay. Mr. Hernandez?
Aye.
Ms. Curls?
Aye.
Mr. Jungman?
Aye.
Mr. Munyon?
Aye.
Ms. Perch?
Aye.
And I will be an aye vote. The ayes carry it 6-0. The map that is entitled Map in District 21722 will be the map this committee will present to the county clerk of the legislature, the county executive, and the election boards. Now, offline, and I will talk to the people of the county, how you help us get that online. We'll do it offline, but anyone that's listening to this, that map will be accessible to the public, and also the other map that was presented too, so you can take a look at that. I've had a discussion with my co-chair that we wait on the at-large districts and bring that up in our meeting tomorrow, which is fine with me. I think the hardest part of this effort was the in-districts, and we want to have some more input at the at-larges. I don't think they're as difficult. I think we're very, very close on those too. So that is that in-district has passed. I will open it up now for any unfinished business in front of this committee. Seeing none, we have already voted on having a meeting tomorrow, February 18th at 9 a.m. at the Jackson County Courthouse. I'm assuming the roads will be better by tomorrow morning. If not, we will definitely reschedule it, or not reschedule, we will do it by Zoom. So you're welcome to appear in person. I hope you can. I hope we can all get together. We've been on Zoom these last 60 days. I'd love to see everyone in person there. We will have, I'm going to ask the county to have the map blown up. So at this next meeting, the public, if they want to look at it, can see the actual map in front of them instead of on the computer screen. And if you have any other input about our meeting tomorrow, our agenda will be signing our report of the in-district maps, and then also voting at the at-large maps and getting that report signed and off to the appropriate parties. Any other issues before we adjourn today? Okay, I would call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hernandez. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? You guys have it. After I tell you how proud I am of this committee, we stand adjourned. Thank you.